4, Ace Kit. Over.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Today, it must be Thursday. It's your early morning, KA3JCA.
You're going to get in trouble for waking Miss Sally up this morning, Richard. But good morning.
Wake already, because Coco woke us up this morning at 4 o'clock or before 4.
Morning, both of you. I'm sorry. Sorry you're awake this time of day. But I know how it is. Them dogs, they get their alarm clocks off sometimes.
Yeah, we do. We live with that all the day. Sometimes it's funny. If you let them out too early in the evening, they get up super early in the morning. Then there's times that you let them out at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and they'll stay here until 6 in the morning. So, and I swear, on the days that they know that it's raining and so forth like that, then that's when they also want to get up early.
The days that you want to sleep in.
So, just give you a heads up, too. I may be in the emergency room this morning. I've had some problems with my left arm. The VA called and they wanted me to go to the emergency room yesterday, and I just wanted to see if I could get through the night one more time without it being as bad as it is. But so I may have to go into the ER today.
I hate to hear that. I hope it's nothing too serious. But any time you go into the doctor or the ER room, it's usually pretty serious.
Mistakes that if I drive myself, they're going to make me sit in the lobby for 3 or 4 hours. And the VA can't, the Veterans Administration, they can't get me in to see the doctor for 6 months. And it's like, you got to be kidding. I already have an appointment 3 months from now, but that's a video conference. And they don't want me to wait. They want me to get in and get seen and let them run some tests. So she called yesterday and said, yep, just call an ambulance and have them take you to the emergency room. Let them run their test. We'll get the results and we can go from there.
Sorry. It just seems like nobody cares about anybody anymore when it comes to this stuff. 6 months to see somebody, that's just ridiculous.
Go to the doctors if I'm sick, but I really do. I hate using the ER. When I personally don't feel it's that critical, but at the same time, I mean, I'm not a doctor either. You know, the symptoms that I'm describing that they're not telling me, and that's why they're telling me to go.
Tell me to go, though. Tell me the truth. Let me know. Let me know. That's just the way I would want it.
Yeah, about it. The problem is that the doctor gets the information from the home health care nurse, and then the nurse calls you back and gives you the information, but she's not at liberty to tell you what the doctor said other than go to the emergency room. It's ridiculous.
I know what to say about the medical stuff going on. I don't know. This day and hour, you would think we're further along in society than that.
I was talking to Jerry yesterday. He stopped by the house for a few minutes and he dropped off a smoked chicken for Sally, Ashley, and I from Chad and so forth like that. We were just talking about how the Asheville VA is probably rated probably one of the best of the nation compared to Columbia's VA.
My stepdad uses the Asheville VA, and he doesn't seem to have the problems that I hear everybody else having from the other places, so I don't know. It's just amazing that one can be so much better than the other one.
I realize it, but the Asheville one is actually a different region than the South Carolina one, because the South Carolina one is part of like the Georgia and Florida one, apparently. So, but it just seems like they have a hard time keeping doctors in this region here.
I don't know. Maybe they're just using it as a stepping stone to get to where they're going and moving on. I thought if you were going to be a doctor, though, it was because you wanted to help people and all that, but it seems like all it is about money anymore.
K3JC with KO4HKX. Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of doctor friends that I do know that I've become friends with are actually leaving because the larger scope of the picture is they want you to see more patients, you know, spend less time with them but see more patients, and you don't get to spend the quality time to truly talk to your patients and figure out what's going on. I know I had a doctor in Florida that I loved. I mean, he basically saw 8 patients a day. He booked, and you had 1 hour of his undivided attention or time. It would take 5 or 10 minutes, but basically, he went into practice for himself. And he was affiliated with a couple of hospitals, but he just got away from the, I guess, the corporation portion of it and said, you know what, I'm just going to open my own practice, and this way he can spend more time with the patients.
But unfortunately, it's going the other way anymore. It's sad.
Figure, like even at the hospital, patients are in the hospital. I know they have the nurses to take care of the patients, but the doctor walks in the room. He spends probably less than 3 minutes in the room. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Anything I can do for you, you know? They'll tell me what's going on, you know, type thing. And gets out the door, and next thing you know, you got a nurse coming back in, giving you more medicine, or they're taking medicine away, or stuff like that. So, I know. So, today's your long day, correct?
Correct. Be a long day today, especially with it raining.
On rainy days that you do more business, or is it just people don't want to come out in the rain, yet leave the shop, come out to the truck, and so forth?
Rainy days are slower because people don't want to come out to the truck.
So how does that pretty much work? Like when you pull up to their shop, do you go in or do you just sit there and they see the truck pull up outside and they know that you're there and then you give them, what, 30 minutes, half an hour before you move on to your next spot?
From the shop, but most places I have to go in and lead them out like little children, it feels like. But now there's a lot of them that, you know, I can pull up and I can sit there for a minute or two. No, parts are needed to come on out and do what they need to do. And that's it. But most of them I end up going in and getting to go.
There's another station I've been hearing on about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's a W1 call, but I keep missing it. But there's times I'm laying here and I listen to it, and I go to grab the mic, and then he's like gone. I think he works like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Or Ace Kit. Not sure who that is.
A lot this last, since January I've heard him on. He goes in, and it might even be he's on the road like 3:30 to 4, because it's, I think he works from 4 a.m. to probably 4 p.m. or something like that, I believe.
I hadn't heard him, so I couldn't tell you.
I didn't tell you. Chandler lost his 878 DMR radio, but he said the power was turned off on it, so he's not sure if it was actually lifted from his car or if he left it laying on top, and when he drove off to go up to Winterfield Day, the radio might have just slid off the vehicle somewhere along the road or the ditch line. He said he walked the line or yesterday, but it was kind of at the dusk or the evening when he went. I told him, no, he's going to have to walk it during the daytime where he can see, but if you see his DMR ID pop up on a radio or whatever, we just need to keep an eye on it because his radio has disappeared.
Best thing you like to say is during the day, go back up there and look around. Actually take the time to walk. He gets frustrated. sometimes, it seems like.
That's basically what I told him, because when he told me, he went looking. I said, where did you go? Apparently, it was like dusk time or right after he got off work. And I said, no, Chandler, you're going to have to get a couple of people to help you walk that ditch line to that road. It's not going to be far. If you think you left it on your car from where you backed out of the driveway and then took off, it's going to be somewhere probably within a quarter mile to a half a mile down the road. Somewhere along that ditch line, it's got to be.
Knowing the road, and if he left it on there when he left Winterfield Day, it didn't make it to the road. It's still up there on the property, and he's going to have to get Dave to let him in through the gate so that he can go walk the property. And, yeah, it didn't make it down out of there on the car, I can tell you that much.
He lost it up there. He thinks he lost it when he left his house, the way I understood it, when he left his house to go to Winterfield Day.
Now, I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I would be out there searching away.
Radio there's about $400 worth of radio.
In black, it's going to be hard to find.
And since we turned his APRS GPS off, you can't do any of that remote stuff where you can signal and see how far you are from the radio. Not to mention is, because you can remotely turn the radio on and off if you have it set up right.
But Richard, I'm getting ready to lose the repeater, so I'm going to have to make the jump over to 285.
I need to get up here and kind of get ready anyway. Get Ashley up here. So, all right, buddy, I'll talk to you later. I may catch you on the 285 here in a little bit and so forth. But you have a wonderful day, sir. Please drive safe and take it easy. KO4HKX, KA3JCA.
3 Richard, Miss Sally, y'all have a good day, and hopefully things don't escalate to the emergency room. KO4HKX, clear.